Commentator Jay Milligan has a story about a family crisis and how it led to a new business idea.
Grandpa was in the hospital again. He had cancer and congestive heart failure and was about to have bypass surgery. As they were wheeling him away on the gurney, he called me to his side. My whole family was there, my Nana, my mom, dad, sister, uncle, and aunt. But Grandpa had chosen me to hear what might be the last thing he said in his life. What secret would he tell me? What wisdom would he share? I went to him and waited for him to speak. For my whole life, Grandpa had a toy factory. The shop, he always called it. As a kid, it was a wonderful and scary place to visit. It was loud and dirty, full of big machines, piles of boxes, and rows of workers toiling at the conveyor belts. Grandpa specialized in making squishy things. People would come to him and ask for a product like Silly Putty. He would go into his lab and come out with Jeffrey Putty, or Spidey Putty, or Glow Putty. Mattel had a hit with slime in the 70s, and that inspired some of Grandpa's finest work. Ugh. Bah. Yuck. And my favorite, Yucky Worms, which was basically slime with rubber worms in it. My sister and I always loved it when he would bring home new products for us to test. He'd sit there at his kitchen table and watch us dump out putty number 12 or goo 47B. We'd roll it into balls, smash it with our fists, and throw it at each other. Pencil in hand, he'd ask us what we thought. We'd offer feedback like, "It's too sticky," or "It's not wet enough," or "Can you make it glow in the dark?" Grandpa could make anything glow in the dark. It was part of his magic, which I later discovered came from a tub in his lab labeled glow powder. When I turned 16, I got to work at the shop in the summers. At the factory, Grandpa didn't treat me like his teenage grandson. I became his trusted lieutenant, and he became my boss, which is what I called him from then on. Boss. So, on the gurney, in the hospital room, my boss wanted to tell me something. I stood next to him. He was helpless, slipping into morphine bliss as they were getting ready to cut his chest open and operate on his faulty heart. He could barely speak and beckoned me to bend down. I did. He whispered, "Bucket of spit." I didn't say anything. I didn't know what he meant. He grabbed my wrist. "Bucket of spit. Clear. Sticky. You could stretch it. Comes in a bucket. We'll call it Bucket of Spit. What do you think, huh?" He was going in for heart surgery, and what was on his mind? A new kind of slime. "Bucket of Spit," I said. "Yeah." I told him it would be great, and I said it again. "Bucket of Spit." He sighed. "Bucket of Spit. I'll see you later, boss," I said. He seemed satisfied. He signaled to the orderlies that he was ready, and he closed his eyes. They wheeled him out the door. My family looked at me.
"What did he say?" asked my mother.
"Bucket of spit," I said. "He wants to make bucket of spit."
Jay Milligan is the author of the novel Jack Fish. He lives in Brooklyn.